I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Ukrainians are grappling with the ramifications of a U.S. decision to pause military aid that is critical to their fight against Russia's invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian lawmaker Alexei Goncharenko says stopping military aid would be devastating.
It's a disaster. It was clear from Friday that we are in a very bad situation. Now we are moving to a catastrophic situation.
Speaking on the UK's Sky News, Goncharenko says this means that thousands of people will die. Days after an explosive meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump ordered the assistance halted in a bid to pressure Kyiv to engage in peace talks with Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tuesday, from his ex-social media account, Zelensky said Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible. He wrote, "My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts." President Donald Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Canada and Mexico have gone into effect, kicking off a trade war with America's neighbors. Starting just past midnight Tuesday, imports from Canada and Mexico are now taxed at 25%. In addition, the 10% tariff that Trump placed on Chinese imports in February was doubled to 20%. As Associated Press correspondent Paul Wiseman explains, Trump likes to say foreign countries pay the tariffs, but that's not exactly true.
Tariffs are paid by the companies in the U.S., that buy the products and bring them here, the importers. And then they can decide, or they can try to pass on the costs to consumers. So ordinary Americans end up footing the bill. Another problem with tariffs is that other countries retaliate.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Tuesday she will announce her nation's response to tariffs Sunday at a public event in Mexico City's Central Plaza. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump will deliver a joint address to Congress late Tuesday, the first such address of his second term. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on what to expect from the president.
The first time he spoke to a joint session in 2017.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength.
Now there is no sign of unity, just a president using unimaginable power to simply do what he wants and daring the other two branches of government to stop him. But the president's about to test the limits of his executive power, since only Congress can deliver the tax cuts and other items he's promised. With Republicans and power across Washington, there is little Democrats can do other than fighting the president in court. Some have invited fired federal workers to the House chamber tonight as their guests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least three Serbian lawmakers were injured Tuesday after chaos erupted in Serbia's parliament, where opposition lawmakers threw smoke bombs and flares. VOA's Scott Walterman reports.
Lawmakers were scheduled to vote on a law Tuesday that would increase funding for university education, but opposition parties insisted the session was illegal and should first confirm the resignation of Prime Minister Milos Vucevic and his government. Vucevic resigned in January following months of anti-corruption protests. Chaos erupted about an hour after the parliamentary session started, with opposition lawmakers blowing whistles and holding up a banner reading, "Serbia has risen," so the regime would fall. Parliament Speaker Ana Brnabic, who accused the opposition of being a terrorist gang, said one of the injured lawmakers was in serious condition. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
A measles outbreak has sickened nearly 150 mostly unvaccinated people in rural West Texas, and a school-aged child has died. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Another outbreak is also spreading. Most parents have chosen to vaccinate, but doctors worry anti-vaccine rhetoric from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nation's top health official, will make things worse as childhood vaccination rates decline. Dr. Tammy Camp, a pediatrician with Texas Tech Physicians, says measles is prevented by vaccine.
It's disheartening to see people in power that are not willing to recognize the importance of vaccines, not willing to recognize the safety of vaccines. And it's discouraging for us who are on the front lines.
I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.